We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:47. In the WILL severe weather coverage area, a flash flood watch is in effect for Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties until 7 p.m. And a flood watch is in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties until 7 p.m. This is the Afternoon Magazine. My name is Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director. Well, here's something that might bring a little cheer on this dreary afternoon. The Organic Gardening Day workshop is just 3 weeks away. Organic Gardening Day 2009 will take place at the Hawthorne Hotel and Suites in Champaign on Saturday, November 21st. The first session begins at 9 a.m. The day wraps up at 4:30 in the afternoon. Chuck Voigt is with me this afternoon here in the studio to tell us about this year's Organic Gardening Day. Chuck is Principal Research Specialist in Agriculture in Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois. His expertise is in vegetables and herbs. Good to see you.
You too.
Thanks for coming in on such a rotten day.
Well, I didn't want to phone it in. It's just so much more fun to be here.
Okay. Well, let's look forward to this day, November 21st. What's on the program this year?
Well, there's several things that I'm really looking forward to. My friend John Birnbaum from Michigan State University has done a lot of work there with the student farm and growing crops year-round in unheated greenhouses, and they actually have one line in the food service there at Michigan State that they supply pretty much year-round, at least with salad greens. So he's done quite a lot of work. He's going to talk about composting and soil building, and then he's also going to talk about year-round production in unheated greenhouses.
Okay, and want to tell us about another session or two?
Sure. The one I'm really excited about is Niall and Christy Campbell from Firefly Grill in Effingham. They were on the program at the State Master Gardener Conference, and because of the space limitations in the rooms, not everybody who wanted to see them could get in to see them, but those who did just went crazy for them, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what they have to say. They have their own organic garden where they grow and bring in this stuff, a lot of the stuff that they serve at the restaurant, which I think is a great concept.
Okay, so like a cooking demonstration.
Yes,
very
right.
Good.
Yes, and Jim Smith is going to talk about some pest-free posies that might work well in an organic setting. And Ann Patterson, who's from Living Earth Farm in Farmington, Illinois, is actually out there being an organic farmer. She's going to talk about real health care reform from your garden. You know, the best way to get good health is to eat right and just take care of yourself. So that's, I just think it's a great day along that organic theme. So
yeah. Now, you've been organizing this event and others like it for a long time. What's the greatest reward for you?
The greatest reward for me would be just feeling the intensity, the energy in the room when all these people, all with an interest in what's going on, are just attuned to listen to what the speakers are presenting. It's a feeling that's hard to get. It's a little bit like show business, you know, but it's as close as we get in agriculture, I guess.
Yeah, and also in between sessions and at lunch, there's always great conversations among the people who have come. You know, you sit down, you make a new friend.
Right. You have tables for eight or whatever, and chances are, you know, unless you came with a group, you're gonna be among new friends, and that's always fun to see where they came from and how they heard about it and, you know, what they're doing.
And where they are in terms of gardening, whether they're a novice or an old pro, and people talk about problems and solutions, and it's always good. So registration, speaking of lunch, registration includes lunch. So tell us how we register.
Well, you can you can call Tracy Malkovich, my secretary, at, where is that?
333.
There it is.
3420.
Yes, 217-333-3420. Just mention Organic Gardening Day and she can get the materials to you. Or if you want to email her, it'll be quicker. And that is malkovic@illinois.edu.
Mm-hmm.
And she can just attach the information and send it right back to you so you have all your registration information almost immediately.
Okay. And that's probably a good idea because there's room for just 150 people.
Right.
What's the deadline overall for registration?
I think it's the 13th, the Friday before, so it's like 10 days before.
Okay.
And you know, we may still allow somebody if it's in the mail and arrives on Monday, but we like to cut it off with time so that we can turn in the lunch count on time.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had a good response so far?
Pretty good. The vendors are showing up really well. You know, because we've had these events, we have a number of dedicated vendors that come all the time. And then each year it seems like somebody hears about it for the first time. And so we get a little bit of turnover, so it's not always the same people with the same stuff. So that's good.
Yeah, and there's a retail area each year. That's what you're talking about
now,
the vendors. So you want to give us an idea of the things that gardeners will find there for sale?
Well, I think we're going to have some out-of-print and used gardening books. American Botanist bookseller usually comes. Some plants, some tools. I think FS Farmtown is going to be there with some of the hand tools that you might use in the garden. Some crafty things. One of my Herb Day people is going to be there with soaps and lotions and those kinds of things. So, and I haven't checked. We also have the lady who does some wonderful, Charlotte Brady does wonderful botanical prints, our paintings that are just fantastic, unbelievable.
Okay, so it sounds like if you're looking for a gift for somebody,
right?
There you go. Now I suspect that people come from all over to attend this event. Is there a special rate at the hotel for folks coming
from
out of town?
There is. It's like $99.99 or something through November 3rd, and they'll give you that rate beyond that date, but only if they haven't sold the rooms to somebody else. So we're guaranteed through the first part of next week. And then after that, you would take your chances.
Okay.
But there are other hotels fairly close in the area, so hopefully you won't get shut out totally because it's not a home football weekend, which is always a consideration with a fall meeting here in town.
Yeah. Well, for those of our listeners who know you from the times you come in and talk with us with Diane Nolan, we know that you've got sweet potatoes in the ground, and it's just been a mess of a fall and a mess of a spring. And how are things going?
It's just weighing down my mind because some of them did just so badly that I'm not even worried about them because I don't think there's anything there to find. But the few that did do well are sitting there in the mud, the cold mud. And every time I'm thinking, well, maybe if I put my boots on, I won't sink out of sight. I should go I should go try to get them out of there. It rains again. So we need to talk to Mike and Ed and see if we can get that tap shut down just a little bit.
They have no control over it.
I know.
They have no control over it. Well, yeah. Well, we can hope for, and the forecast does call for a couple of dry days here, but it's been so wet. So wet. Everything is just, it's like really soggy.
Yeah. Well, in this part of the state, the soil is so fine textured and heavy that once it gets wet, especially this time of the year,
It's cold and it can't evaporate.
Yeah, and there's no plants drawing on it. It just kind of sits there. It doesn't go away very fast.
Well, there's always next year.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess. My inner farmer cries for all the crops that are standing in the field.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to see when you're out on the road and there's so much that's not in yet.
Yeah, it hurts to have 200 bushel corn standing in the field and not be able to get it in. Or if you can, then you have to spend a fortune on drying it.
Well, we had a call today on Talk to Mike from a farmer who said, I'd like to go away for Christmas. Will I be able to? You know, or am I going to still be out there working in the field?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was a kid, it wasn't real uncommon to see corn that stood out and through the winter, and then somebody would go out with a husker and get it in the spring. So I'm not sure that Some fields won't have to freeze, at least, before they can get into them.
Oh. Well. Well, Chuck, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us. And, well, and we'll keep in mind next year, okay, and yes. Organic Gardening Day,
okay.
2009, November 21st, something to look forward
to. That's a good chance to get your enthusiasm built
yes,
up for next year.
That's right. Rev up your engines.
Yeah, it's like, okay. like the Cubs, we're waiting for next year.
That's right. Organic Gardening Day 2009 will take place at the Hawthorne Hotel and Suites in Champaign on Saturday, November 21st. The first session begins at 9 a.m. The day wraps up at 4:30. And let's give the phone number one more time. If you'd like to register, get in touch with Chuck's secretary. The area code 217-333-3420 or email. What's her name again?
Tracy Malkovich.
Tracy Malkovich. So the email is malkovic@illinois.edu. Thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Chuck Voigt.